I drink rather. In the spring of the year, wild sage rose up on this hill over here. And we gather that wild sage. Oh, just pull the whole bush. Then I tie it up in a bundle and put it in that closet, and that way it'll pan the thing and let it dry and show it something.
Yeah, I'll turn this off.
Real good.
So you do what with the wild sage?
I make it, make tea out of it, and then you can save it and mash it real fine and make your own sausage.
But you use it in sausage too?
Yeah. Get you some ground meat and some ground pork. Mix it. I don't like the pure pork. And put you some of that wild sage in it. And then if you want, you can put a little sage that you buy in it. And your salt. And I use whole grain black pepper. I have two little meals, pepper meals. And I grind my pepper. Have you ever seen a pepper meal? I grind my pepper. It's better like that.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you ever drink just water?
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking in?
Glass.
And if you drop the glass, it would do what?
Break.
And you say yesterday I
broke my glass.
And I have already
broken one.
And what do you do to the water? You
drink it. You mean turn it up and drink it?
Drink it. Mm-hmm. And then you say yesterday you
drank it.
And you have already
drunk.
Mm-hmm. What do you say if you're having guests and they all stand around the table over here, but nobody's yet sat down? You tell them to do what?
Sit. Oh, sit down. We'll all sit.
What do you say if it's the family?
I said sit down. Let's eat.
Well, if you want somebody to help themselves, you know, before they pass something to you, you tell them to do what?
Just help yourself. Serve yourself first, or help yourself.
And then you might say, he went ahead and
served himself, or started eating first. Or
helped
himself.
And you say, if you decide not to eat something, what do you say to somebody? You say, I'm
not hungry, I don't care for any. Oh, you mean at the table? Oh, I wouldn't care for any. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call food that you cook and then you serve a second time, the next day?
Leftover food.
Would you call anything different if it hadn't been heated up or if you did heat it up again?
Warmed over? You warm it over?
Would you call it warmed over?
Mm-hmm. This has been warmed over. This has been reheated.
You're talking about things you make with the cornmeal. Do you ever like take the cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Mush, a cornmeal mush.
How'd you make that?
I like cornmeal mush now. Sometimes I eat. Just have a small boil and let the water boil rapidly and put some salt in, put some butter in it. And just pour a little meal slowly. Pour the meal slowly and stir as you pour until it gets the thickness that you want it to. And just stay there and stir it until it's done. It's just the same as sometimes I eat that, sometimes I eat malted meal, sometimes I eat cream of wheat and things like that. But sometimes I just want some cornmeal mush. Just a little cornmeal.
Well, at breakfast, do you ever like have some kind of coarsely ground corn, white, that you might put gravy or?
Grits, sometimes. I don't go for grits much, but I don't even buy them anymore because I eat malted meal and cream of wheat. But